What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Matter of fact, we got time. Why don't we do it right now? Give me a game ball, Darius. We'll do this after games. After... I'm getting weird look. I don't know what's happening. Is everything okay over there? Okay, I'll take a game ball. You won't give me a game ball. Jalen Lane. Jalen Lane, the wide receiver from Virginia Tech, the rookie, had three targets, three catches, 42 yards in the game, and he caught two balls when he was outside, one ball in the slot. You could see his speed is a problem for DBs. When he lined up out wide, he got these massive cushions. He's a 4.34 40-yard dash guy. So he would turn it up, and he's, you know, they're sinking their hips and kind of running backwards with him, and then he would just break it off and route them up, and they couldn't really defend or cover. Also made a really nice contested catch on an out route on one of the better throws of the night on a tough night for Sam Hartman. I continue to be intrigued by Jalen Lane. He's got some things he's got to still polish and some areas of his game where he's got to keep getting better. Some like top of the route where you kind of are telegraphing that you're about to hit the brakes and hurt Sam Hartman trying to throw a ball and a DB reads that and is able to jump a route. But very young, playing out of position to an extent because I think he's a slot receiver. But he flashes, man. Like here we are talking in year two. Where's Luke McCaffrey? Where are the catches? Where are the targets? That's not Jalen Lane. Every time he plays, you notice him. It's loud. I really like his game.
Kick coverage. Fix it. I don't know what's going on. I don't quite understand why it looks like a soccer player taking a corner kick looking for a header the way that they're doing it. But these short line drive kicks that are leading to returns, that's two straight weeks. We open the game with a massive return against them. Touchdown saving tackle. Whatever's happening right now, immediately to the lab. Start looking at that film and adjust your technique, adjust the concepts. I don't know. I'm hoping they're trying to evaluate something. And they're giving guys a chance to put them in adverse situations, and the regular season plan will be completely different. But I am nervous about a special teams blunder sort of upending what might be a good start to the season.
Josh Johnson is the third quarterback, and Sam Hartman is not. I think that needs to be the way that this goes. Hartman struggled again, sprayed the ball all over the place with accuracy against the Patriots last night. It just doesn't look quite right. Johnson operates the offense way more effectively. He made a bad decision, throw, read, whatever, on an interception. Lane maybe could have helped him a little bit at the end of that play, but regardless, it's not going to be perfect. Nobody's asking that from a backup quarterback. But you could just tell the difference when Johnson's in there versus when Hartman's in there. So I would say gasser to Sam Hartman for a second time in as many games.
Super quick one. Drive kept alive. Frankie Louvu jumped off sides. It looked like they were trying to do that, and you fell for it. Not a fan.
Quan Martin, fast, violent, athletic at safety. I thought the safety position in general could get some game balls. Will Harris had a play on the goal line.
That was what I was about to do, yep.
Had a PBU, really tight coverage. He's had a good camp. Martin, to me, looks like he's ready to be a legit, above average, like top half the league safety.
Going through all that traffic at the goal line to stop the, I think it was Hudson or whoever the tight end was.
Yeah, Hudson at the 1 yard line.
What a great play that was.
Sick.
Unbelievable.
He made another really nice play in the game as well where he came up and had a run fit. And then Jeremy Reeves is one of the faster, more physical players on the team. Percy Butler's got speed. I just like what they're building at safety. Give me one more game ball.
Javon Kinlaw. Not a ton of snaps. You didn't see much, but you did see a couple bothering throw the blocker around like a rag doll and make a tackle. They get two tackles on the game, but looked the part. That's kind of what we were hoping for, right? Was this guy that they saw something in that a couple teams before them hadn't seen? That dude looked like a monster in the middle.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.